What's up, you guys? Welcome to or welcome back to my podcast titled Broken But Not Destroyed. Before we even get started, let me just tell you how I had a major breakdown. You guys, it was so bad. Like, I didn't want to record it. I was all in my feelings. I was like, I think I'm getting too deep. Should I put this out there? I don't know. But look, here I am today recording another podcast for you guys. Well, another episode. So we're just going to jump right in it. So in today's podcast, we are going to talk about the mask we wear. Yep. That's right, guys. Some of us wear masks, and I'm going to tell you why some of us wear masks. Or, well, I'm going to tell you why I wear a mask. Okay? So, here we go. What do we see when we look at other people? When I look at other people who appears to be happy, I figure they have their life together. The smile on their face says it all. When you see someone who's happy and perky, you generally don't ask them what's wrong. I know I don't. I see someone who is full of life. They have their life together. Now, when you see someone who is sad and down and out looking, you want to ask them, is everything like all right? Do you need anything? How can I help you? You start to feel bad for them because you can see their emotions all on their face. Now, what do people see when they see me? Some people see this happy person who likes to laugh, have a good time, have fun. But let me tell you, deep down inside, I'm angry. Y'all, I'm very angry. So I put my happy mask on so nobody would ask me what's wrong. Currently, I am dealing with past hurt, past trauma. Like, life has a way of breaking you down. Just when you think you start to get on the up and up, here comes life. And now you're going through a roller coaster. So, for a long time, I allowed people to treat me any old kind of way. Like, basically, I was the doormat. Other family members would talk about me and my family straight to my face. And I allowed that because I was scared of retaliation. So in turn, I would put on my brave mask, but deep down inside, I was scared out my mind. So why do we wear masks? I think over time, we learn to wear a mask to hide how we are truly feeling. Most of us learn to basically protect ourselves. Like, this is a defense mechanism. Like, we do this for our safety. We learn to wear different masks in order to keep us from getting too hurt. I know for me, I tend to keep people out. I didn't like to get too close to people because I felt like as soon as we got close, as soon as we built a bond or any type of relationship, they were exiting my life. And that was too much for me to deal with. So, some of the masks that I wear are the jokester, aka the funny guy. I use this mask all, like, like all the time I use this mask. I would rather laugh than to cry. I don't like to get too deep. So it's easier for me to just crack a joke, to laugh, like to brush off how I'm really feeling inside. I also was the self-basher. Like, I used this one a couple times before. Not even a couple times before. I used this a lot before. I would tell myself that I was ugly. You know, that I wasn't pretty. Nobody would even think I was beautiful. Like, I was very, very self-conscious. I felt unworthy, you know? So, I would use this before anybody else would use it against me, basically. Before anybody would tell me, oh, you're ugly, or you're this, or you're that, I would automatically assume, hey, you're ugly. Nobody's gonna love you, or you're fat, or something of that sort. So I've used that one before. The introvert, that is me. I am the introvert. Scared of rejection, scared of failure, scared to make any mistakes. So I wouldn't do anything that was challenging because I didn't want to be that failure. I didn't want to be that mistake. So I would, you know, not do anything. So for me, I think it's easier to wear a mask than to deal with the root problem. Dealing with the problem means dealing with the feelings we are trying to hide, the trauma that we bury within. What does it mean to unmask? The definition of unmask means to reveal the true nature of, to expose, to remove masks from. It also means to expose the true character of or the hidden truth about. So I've come to the point where it's time to unmask. It's time to heal. It's time to be whole again. It's time to love wholeheartedly. So I made the decision to no longer be in hiding. I'm no longer living my life in shame or guilt or fear. I want to be who I was called to be. I want to be me unapologetically and do it me unapologetically. So that is it for today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I hope you guys are able to, you know, take something away from it. I know for me, this is definitely hard for me because I am not the one to talk about my feelings, to talk about past hurt, past traumas, or anything that would put me in that spotlight. So this is hard for me to do, but I'm doing it, and I'm happy that I'm doing it because I don't want to live my life how I was living it before. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be mad. I don't want to be angry. I want to be happy. I want to be full of life. I want all the good things that I'm supposed to have. So by me releasing the old hurt, the old trauma that I've experienced, I'm feeling a lot better about myself. I'm feeling a lot better about life. And it feels so good not to keep everything bottled up inside. So this is a good thing for me, and I really hope you guys are enjoying it. So until my next podcast, guys, or my next episode, I will see you guys next week. And yeah, that is all. Bye.